Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello to my okay, we're listening family. Tonight, Priscilla's on vacation, so I had to take the helm and be the moderator. But I have two great people that came along with me today to help me fulfill this show. First, I have a young lady from New York. I've known her for many years, a great friend of mine. Please welcome to the show, Denny. Denny, hello, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Has your week started out pretty good?
It's been busy. It's been like a spill from the weekend, so I'm still, you know, recalibrating and everything.
Cool. Well, I'm glad that you're here, and hopefully we can get through these questions and answer them the best way we can. And secondly, I have another friend. He's from Atlanta. I've known him for many years as well, from the basketball courts to just talking and just, I guess you could say, chewing the fat. My friend Adrian. Adrian, how are you doing today, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, Greg. Glad to have you.
All right, man. How's your week so far, man? I know it's been just Monday to Sunday, but how have you been so far?
It's been great. Life is good.
Cool. Are you ready to answer these questions that we have out here, sir?
I sure am.
All right. Chantel or Denny, how you even prefer to be called, are you ready as well?
I am.
All right, so let's get started with today's show. Today's topic we're talking about is, what is it with guys when women make more money than them? I see that a lot of men are intimidated or are insecure when it comes to dealing with a woman that's making more wealth, or making more money, is more successful at work, or even more educated than them. I just don't understand the reasoning behind it, and that's why I got you guys together so we can try to get into it. It might be some kind of social issue that we have here, or some issue that we've been embedded or indoctrinated within us. So let's go along these questions that we have. And you guys got any questions that you guys want to ask the panel or people out there in our OK listening world?
Well, I actually have a question for you guys. Greg, I'll start with you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if it affects the man's ego when his lady makes more money than him. And I'm trying to figure out where that thinking comes from and if it's acceptable.
Okay, well, to me, I've been raised that a man should be able to provide for his woman. He should be able to build a household for his woman, something that she can actually come home and be protected. So I think from my generation, also being a Jamaican, this is the type of mindset that we actually have. But with that being said, with the dynamic that we have in today's society, that we have a lot more women that's educated, a lot more women that are going into work, a lot more women are making more money, I think it's more have to be a conversation piece at the beginning of the relationship. You know, if I do come across a woman, or I'm already married, but if I do come across a woman that I was interested in and I wanted to marry her and she was making more money than me, you know, she might be good at a particular thing that I'm trying to get better at. So she need to help me get to that particular position so it won't be a hindrance on her and also hindrance on me or some type of vice within our relationship. It's more of a communication, and we have a set goals and plans. And if we get to those set goals and plans, then we understand that we attain these particular things, and that's what we put forth, instead of just saying, hey, you make more money than me. I don't make that much money. And we just do what we got to do, and she gets frustrated because I'm not doing anything, or I get frustrated because I can't do things for her. I don't know if that makes sense or not.
Yeah, it
makes sense. Greg, I hate to cut in for a moment, but with my perspective, with a woman making more than myself, I think it does affect a man's ego, and that can be a problem if that man is not a strong man. And with my upbringing, I'm definitely used to the man being the breadwinner in the household. And I do think, mm-hmm. a man should be the breadwinner of a household. And if you're not the breadwinner in your household, that's not necessarily a bad problem to have. As long as your woman, you guys are equally yoked, meaning I would think a woman still needs to be submissive in these type of situations. And that's definitely something a man needs in a relationship. And women can sometimes let finances go to their head, not knowing that these finances can definitely be cut off at any moment, you know.
I get you on that, but I look at it basically the same exact way, but I just see now that we look at the statistics of it. You know, the black woman in the United States is the most educated woman in the United States out of all the gender and all the races. So we're going to have a lot more black women that's going to be more educated than us. That's going to be more successful than us. So why is it that when we have these particular scenarios that men don't want to deal with this particular woman? You know, is she that intimidating that she cannot be approached? Isn't she still a woman? Isn't she still that woman like you was talking about will be submissive to you? You know, why is it in that man's mindset to say, no, I can't deal with this. I can't buy her this. I know I was talking about this in another show that, you know, we don't want anything particular from a woman. We just want to know what we can provide for her. So I do see what you're saying with that, A. It's just we need to, if that is the scenario, we need to look into, okay, what else does this woman need that she cannot get from her success? Or what else can she get from me that she can't get from her education? And once you find that particular thing, and then you can actually walk into that role and can have a more comfortable relationship with that woman.
Definitely. I think that goes along with the part I was saying about being equally yoked, that you know, in that case, you guys have a good, clear understanding of the needs of each other.
So communication.
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely got to start off with communication. I agree with that. Then what do you think? You think we're on track on that, or you think we're just a little bit off kilter?
No, I think you guys are on track. I don't know. Because I'm listening, but then I'm also going from my personal experiences.
Please.
And I've dealt with men who were intimidated. And, you know, I dealt with a man who was intimidated, but also, like you said, he wanted me to be submissive. And I have no issue with being submissive, but you have to, you want to be the king of the castle, you need to provide like the king of the castle. And I'm never one to throw anything in a man's face or anything like that. But it's like, you're telling me, okay, I got this. And then you don't have it. And then I'm, you know, I end up having to handle whatever needs to be handled. And like I said, yes, go ahead.
Well, I don't mean to cut you off, but I want to kind of cut you off at that point, on a point you were talking about. If that man is trying or attempting to make as much income as possible for whatever reason at whatever particular time, and he's unable to maybe supersede your income, do you find that being a problem? Hopefully I'm still on topic here.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Like you both said, as long as there's communication,
I'm
fine with that. But like in my personal experience, there was no communication, that, you know, ends weren't able to be met. And there were some places where I may have needed to, you know, pick up, but nothing is being said to me because it's that ego that's in the way and that pride.
So it's not that he doesn't have the money to actually do it. It's that he actually said he was going to do it and didn't come back to you when he couldn't.
Right.
I get that. That makes sense. I think that is a major issue especially for me. It's hard. It's hard for me to go back to my wife and say, hey, baby, we're not going to be able to make it. You know, the money's not there. That's a hard thing for me to say to her and make her go out and get that actual money when I'm the one that promised it. And I don't know if that's necessarily a man thing or just a person thing in general. It's just for me, like, Nanny, if, and I believe we've been out places before, and I wouldn't let you buy a drink. I'll have to buy the drink for you, or I'll have to buy the meal for you. Is there something inside of me that makes me do that? And when I can't do that, I don't know about you, Adrian, but for me, if I can't do that when I go out and I'm hanging out with a bunch of people, I feel bad. I feel bad.
It can be hurtful.
Yeah, I feel bad. Yeah. I feel less of a man.
I've even stayed at home on occasions when I didn't have the ability to, you know, do what I wanted to do, you know, when I'm out with my significant other.
And I don't know where that comes from.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to ask. Where do you guys think that comes from? Like, is it a culture thing or is it a man thing? Like, where did that start?
I can't answer that because I know, well, I guess I can't answer it. I know just looking at my father, that's what he did. You know, most of the men that lived on the block that we grew up on, Denny, that's what they did. You know, that's what they did for us. They did those things for us. So that's what was indoctrinated within us. This is what a man's supposed to do. You know, we're supposed to open the door for the woman. You know, if we want to be romantic, we give her candy, we give her flowers. If we want to take her on a date, we came to her house, picked her up, and took her on a date. It wasn't the other way around. So I guess it's something that's inside of us that we've been taught since being a little child. Hey, young man, this is how you respect these women. This is what you do. Hey, man, go open that door for that lady. So these are the things that's just been in us. Now, when we cannot do that, I think that comes up to be another major issue within us. And, yeah, it might be ego, it might be pride, but that's like a part of us that's being ripped apart from us that we cannot do. And it's hurting us so much because that's what we learned from a little kid on up.
Oh, yeah.
Before we go to our next question, I want to open up the phone lines. Guys, you can call in at 515-605-9703. Once again, 515-605-9703. We'll be answering questions and also taking in your comments. So please call in. And, guys, especially you, I want you guys to be able to call in and let our female listeners know what is holding you back to talk to a successful woman. So with that being said, Denny, I have a question for you. What is your mind state when a man makes less than you or is less educated than you? You know, do you want to talk to a guy that works at McDonald's or is a garbage man and he's trying to come up and he has a goal and idea that might look lofty and out there, but he's nice to you or he seemed like a nice gentleman or he's even good looking, you know, would that be a deterrent for you because you know that he has less than what you have?
Honestly, no. Like, that wouldn't deter me from him because this man could be working, like you said, at McDonald's or a garbage man and, you know, that may be funding a bigger dream. You know what I mean? That may be a part of a bigger picture. So I've never been one to, I don't want to say discriminate, but I've never been one to do that. I've never had an issue with that. My issue always came when they're intimidated. Because like I said, I don't have a problem with that, and I'm not one to bring that up or throw that in someone's face.
I find that to be a great answer and well appreciated.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah. I mean, go ahead.
Oh, no, I wasn't raised like that. And you just, like I said, you never know someone's circumstance. I could go to McDonald's and meet someone that's working, you know, behind the counter, and that may be his second job. So, you know, you just never know someone's circumstance. And like I said, they may have a bigger dream and a bigger picture. And as long as they're a go-getter and they're showing that they're willing to push forward to that, to the bigger picture, I'm all for it, and I'm willing to help in any way I can.
So if I smell like fried grease and I'm all sticky and nasty from McDonald's smell all day, you'll still accept me?
I'm going to accept you. I'm going to wash them greasy clothes, have you going into work smelling like, you know, Downy, and we're going to start the day over. We're going to do it again, but please believe when you come home, you know, we're going to talk about that bigger dream. We're going to work on the bigger picture for both of us.
Right.
Do you think a lot of women think the same way as you, or they are more superficial than that?
Nowadays, I mean, yeah, I believe they're more superficial. Maybe my generation may be more like me, but nowadays, you know, we live in a microwave society, you know, and you know, everybody want a baller, and they want you to, you know, be able to, you know, they want all the luxuries and all that. Nobody wants to work for anything, and females to me don't even take pride in having a man that's working hard. They want him to have it right then and there, and they want him to be able to show it off.
Right. Yeah, I think that's the problem that we have right now, is that guys are intimidated by women that are successful and they cannot provide for things. But on the flip side of that, if he's not making enough money, I guess you'll be more successful than him. You know, these women, or there are women out there that will turn their nose up at him. And he doesn't even know how to make the approach to say, hey, you know what? I own this McDonald's. I'm just here to actually make everything work fine. But you don't want to talk to me because you see me working at McDonald's. You know, how do we get past that barrier of, you know, if we want to enrich our community, we want our community to grow, how do we get past that barrier of that first initial connection with another person? Guys are intimidated. And I discussed that before about how guys – are used to being rejection from being a teenager all the way up, and women are used to getting men calling at them since they've been 12 and all the way up. So is this a different paradigm between the two sexes that they don't understand, they don't want to communicate with each other? I'm trying to get is the understanding is these people that we have that's called man and female, black or white, or whatever race that you are, how can I, as a man, speak to you and be in a way that is not going to be weird to you, that's not going to be fearful to you, as well as, and Adrian, I guess we need to answer that as well too. How can we be more of a person that cannot be intimidated by a woman of success, and how can we actually go into these societies and talk to, know, different types of educational levels of women, because a lot of men are not that educated, and be able to have a good conversation with them without being turned down. So I guess I'm asking that to you, Chantel. What can we do as a man to be less creepy when it's coming to talking to a woman, especially a woman that like yourself as an entrepreneur, and try to get some type of friendship or talk or connection with you?
Well, for me, like, you know, I can only speak for myself. And I mean, I think it's also other women of my generation. I love a man with confidence. Nowadays they call it swag, but I've met people who don't have much, but have all the confidence in the world. They may have the gift of gab or whatever you want to call it, but come to me with confidence and respect. And you know what I mean? Like that catches me. You know, other than the physical, of course, but that's what catches me, the respect and the confidence, you know. And then I'm always open to that. You approach me correctly, and we're going to have a conversation.
Well, to break that down a little bit better, because most men don't know what correctly means. You know, they might understand what that is, but even like younger generation, they think correctly is like, well, what does that mean? Is that sexual? Am I supposed to say what I'm supposed to do with you, or how much money I have, so and so on? What is correct?
Initially, like if you come to me talking about what you have, that looks like that to me. That looks like insecurity.
Mm.
When you straight off the bat, you telling me what you have and what you can do. Half the time, I'm thinking you really can't do that, or you really don't have that. You know what I mean? It's just G to me. So when I say with respect, approach me that, yo, ma, what's good? What's goody? It's lit. I cannot stand it. I'm already telling my son, he's 13, and he already knows how to approach a female because, you know, don't grab at me. You know, hello. Yeah, that I can't. That's going to get you slapped. Don't
grab
me.
I just hello, how you doing today? She says she's going to slap him. I believe her, too. So basically, we just
talked about it. So you allow a young man to come up to you and say, hey, how you doing today? That type of thing, right?
Yes. Yes. Like, okay. That's the thing. It's just normal conversation. But it's right. So few and far in between nowadays, it has to be explained.
Right.
When it's really just, you know what I mean? It's really just normal conversation. Hey, how are you today? You know, talk to me about, I don't know, what's going on in current events or something like that. You know, you let me know you've been watching the news and you know a little something about what's going on in the world. Okay, I'm all ears. Let's talk about it.
But like I was telling you, most men are not used to that. Like, there are some guys, like you said, they have swag. They understand how to talk to them. But most men don't have that. They don't have that experience. They've been rejected a lot. And they might be good guys.
Mm.
So basically you're telling me that all they have to do is just say hello. But a lot of times men get shy, or they clam up and don't know what to say after that. They're like, okay, hello, how you doing? Your dress is beautiful and your smile is beautiful. Have a good day. They don't understand how to communicate with a woman. And I'm not saying that a woman should make it easier for them, but just understand that this might be a person that might not know how to communicate with a woman pretty well, or have a good conversation with a woman pretty well, but after a while, once they warm up, things could be different. So, Adrian, I got it for you now. So if a man do see a woman that is successful and has more than him, you know, are we going to approach him? And what's the way that we should approach it? Is it the same way as Denny's saying, or should we be a little bit more passive and allow her to be more aggressive on us?
Well, you know, I guess I got to deal with my background a little bit. And I actually started off when I was in elementary school, maybe eighth and ninth grade in high school. I was very shy. And I was actually kind of afraid to approach women at that point. But once I realized, I would say, the powers of a man, and realized that I was in control and I had control, and I believed it, I started to believe in myself, I gained a lot of confidence. So I was never afraid to approach a woman in any kind of way with any type of status. And most women did appreciate it, because they would even tell me that most men don't even come up to me, you know, because they're kind of intimidated by the way I look, or you know, I'm talking about physically, not necessarily your income status, because I guess early on and in college days, you don't really have an income status. But once, as I got older, it never was a problem as far as how much money that you made, because I didn't lack confidence. I believed in who I am. You know, and I think it's important that, I would say, young men, you got to believe in who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And once you realize that you do have power, you're not going to get, I would say, you really shouldn't want a lot of women, but you're not going to get the woman that's for you if you don't give it a shot, you know. So that's my take on that.
So Adrian,
I
you
love
said
that.
Something pretty interesting. Yeah, I do too. You said something pretty interesting, and I want to throw that back at Chantel, or Denny, I'm sorry, is that you said that the woman said to you, I really appreciate you coming up to me and approaching me. You know, because a lot of times men shy off and they don't want to actually approach her because she might be too attractive or too successful. So, Denny, back to you. Is that a good thing when a man approaches you? Because you could be in a place and nobody really is talking to you, and you want to talk to men, and nobody's there to speak to you. But then this one gentleman comes up. He might not be all the, I guess, the specs you are looking for in a man, but by him just talking to you nicely as a person, what does that do for you?
That's huge. I won't call it a turn on, but it is huge. Like, because that's showing, like he said, that's showing that you have confidence. And that's what we love, confidence and authenticity.
Mm.
Like, you come up to me being true and being honest. Like, I mean, okay, if it was just my dress, or I had somebody approach me on the street recently that was just like, I love your haircut. I love to see women with short cuts. You wearing that cut. And it was in passing. But afterwards, I kept turning around looking. And I kind of was smirking, like, you know, that was cool for him to even approach me. Because other people might have been thinking it, but you actually took the time to come up and you had enough confidence to come up and say how you felt, how you honestly felt.
Mm.
So that's huge for someone. And like you said, he doesn't have to be the best looking person in the room, but he had the confidence to actually approach me.
I like that.
I like that.
I hope our fellas out there listening are actually going to take a note on that one, because a lot of times we fall short. I see it a lot. I don't know about you, Adrian, but we be places and guys want to talk to a woman and they say exactly what Denny was saying. Hey, come here, shorty, or try to grab up on her, or saying the wrong things completely. And just all they have to do is just say hello and just compliment them of what type of beautiful creature that they are. And that's it. Just have a regular, normal conversation like you're talking to your boys, but I guess less disrespect.
Yeah.
And as long as it's honest conversation.
Yeah, it has to be honest.
Be authentic and confident.
Yeah, don't be that type of guy to say, hey, I got this, that, and another. And when it comes time to actually show that stuff, you don't have it. That's a bad, bad
thing. You go to your mom's house.
You go to your mom's house and say, hey, she just rents out upstairs and I got the whole house, but you really just got a room downstairs in your mama's house. No good.
Right.
No good.
Right.
Be straight up.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, guys. If you live at your mom's house, that's fine. Just
yeah, nothing
just
wrong with
just
don't lie.
And see, that's the difference. There could be someone saying, okay, well, you know, my mom's living with me right now. She's going through a rough time. You know, I just bought a house and my mother's living with me. And we may be looking at him crazy, but then there may be someone that's like, well, I'm living with my mom right now. I'm recently divorced and I want to save a little money. So that's a difference right there.
That's a good business move.
It is a good business move.
Oh, yeah. Hey, but you know, woman still accept you even in that circumstance. You know,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you were honest and you were confident enough to let me know this is what my situation is. Take it or leave it, and you giving me the choice to say, "All right, well, I'm willing to deal with you, even though you live with your mother," or you know what, I'm good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm going to take a drink of water real quick, guys. You guys keep on going.
So, yeah, I don't know. Just like I had a friend recently who her boyfriend, well, he's not her boyfriend anymore. One of the reasons being he kept trying to bring the whole thing of this is how much I make. This is like he had and she peeped that he had no confidence because it was always about what he had and what he could do.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that was, you know, that ended up being a part of their demise.
Mm-hmm.
I always say that, Denny, you got to be able to be transparent. You can't be truthful to anybody. You know, what's the point? You shouldn't be in any type of relationship whatsoever.
Right.
So let me ask you guys a question. Since we got to the end of that particular topic, you know, should a man move into a woman's house? You know, we're talking about the successful woman, the woman that has all this stuff, and the man is still trying to come up to her particular level or might not even get to her level because of different circumstances. Is it okay for a man to move in with you in your own place, or should you guys build something together? What are your thoughts? Denny?
I mean, I don't like if a man meets a woman and he's in an apartment and she's in a house. You know, and eventually, I don't know if they get married or whatever. And you know, she's like, okay, well, I have a couple more years left, or you know, it would just be more economic for them to move in together, for him to move into her house. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. And then, you know, especially if there's a you know, it may be a one- or two-bedroom, and they want to move into a four-bedroom to start a family.
Mm-hmm.
So in the beginning, okay. I don't see anything wrong with that.
No?
Yeah, I would
Adrian,
say,
what about you?
I would say making an educated decision would probably be what will put us in a better position to, I would guess, move forward with our goals. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's the best decision for us to downsize, hey, downsize. If it's better for us to get the 4-bedroom, 5-bedroom house, let's get the 4 or 5-bedroom house. Just make a good decision based on you guys' status at that time, you know.
Well, with me, I ain't moving into a woman's house. At this point, I'm not doing it. Just point blank. And I guess, I don't know if it's my ego, and I'd rather build it with you, but I'm not moving in with yours. Mm-hmm. Because at any given time that you feel like you need to get rid of me, you can. And I don't like being on that particular type of ship. And I'm not saying that women are doing that and putting that over your head, but I don't like that. I'm not going to ask a woman to co-sign for me. I'm not going to ask a woman to help me out to buy something for me. Pretty much, I'm not even going to ask a man to do that, but let alone my lady. I just can't see myself putting myself in a position that's going to make me have to ask. You know, only person I really ask anything of is God. And after that, everything else is just, I shouldn't be putting myself in that position. So whenever it comes to something like that, if I'm asking a woman for money, I don't do it. If I need it bad, I won't do it. If I need somewhere to stay, I'm not asking her. It's just, I don't want to be in that position that someone has to have authority over me. And I don't know if that's my mindset or my upbringing. That's just how it is for me.
Can I ask you a quick question, Greg?
Shoot.
If the woman you were dating or getting ready to marry was in a house that was paid for and you were in an apartment, what do you think the best decision for you would be?
If we're getting married, then that's a different story. That means we're combining our stuff together. I get that.
Okay.
If I'm dating you and you have a house and you say, hey, come move in my house with me. Why?
Okay.
That's my answer. Why? You know, what are we building together? Are we building something together? Are we taking this day by day, or are we living with a purpose? You know, if we live towards a purpose, I'll move in with you once we get that goal that we said that's part of our purpose established and set, and some of those goals are actually accomplished. So if that hasn't happened, I'm not doing it.
Right.
And a lot of men think that way too. You can't tell me they don't, eh? A lot of men don't want to deal with that at all. They say, hey, if it's not my spot, I ain't doing it at all. I'm not going to be living up in a woman's spot. And there's a lot of men that go up and live in a woman's spot, and they regret exactly what I said. Hey, you know.
There's a lot of women that think that way, too.
Yeah. They're not living in a man's house. I get it.
Right.
But
you know,
you don't want anything to be held over.
Another problem that's not a bad problem to have, but I was in a position one time. But I did turn it down because I couldn't bring myself to do it because of how I would feel as well. So I do definitely understand what you're saying about that, Greg.
There's no way. I'm sorry. Call me a chauvinistic pig, but I'm not dealing with that at all. I can't just do it. I can't. I just can't. You know. You two, you're giving your best honest opinions on that, and I appreciate it for you, but it's just with me. And Denny, you know me. I'm not asking anybody for anything. I'd rather just go in the streets and live in my car before I do anything else. I know it's wrong, but hey.
No, I definitely get it, though.
Yeah. That's the way we live. That's our mindset, you know. That's how we just roll, some of us, at least I should say. So with this being said, you know, we have, you know, the successful woman and, you know, a lot of them are trying to date, and I think there's no problem to it. But what do you think happens, either one of you, when the dynamic change? Like, let's just say if a person has a baby, and, you know, both of you guys have a baby, I should say, and now that is the new dynamic, you know. Do you protect the person that makes the most money? Let's just say the woman is that person. Or do you, as the man, go back to work and let her stay home with the child? What do you think is the dynamics that we have today? And what do you think is supposed to be done today when that comes up? Let's go with Adrian first. What do you think about that?
Well, Greg, I'll be the one working. There's no way I can stay at home and take care of the kids, even though I have been single dad, but I did maintain the responsibility because I was single. So, but there's no way I could my wife is working and I'm at home twiddling my fingers and cleaning up. That's not going to work.
But even she was making more money?
No way. I couldn't do it.
Okay.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I would feel Denny? Less than. I would feel less than a man at that point.
Okay. Denny, what do you think?
If I was in a relationship with someone and I had a child and
mm-hmm.
I was making more money,
mm-hmm.
see, I get what Adrian is saying because I know that's how men are,
mm-hmm.
but I have no problem with, I have no problem with stay-at-home dads.
Mm-hmm.
If the woman is making more money and, you know, you're going to stay at home, you're going to watch the why are you laughing at me?
I didn't laugh. Adrian laughed.
Stay.
I mean, I see no problem with
that.
Yeah, you know, if he's taking care of the kids and he's, you know, soccer practice or whatever type of practice, and you know what I mean? Like, as long as I don't have to work and then come home and you know, I don't know, I'm not saying he got to make a you know, 12-course meal, but, you know, just make a little something and make sure everything at home is good. Like, it's just, I mean, role reversal.
I hear you. Now, I tend to agree with you, Santa, of Daddy, and also I agree with you, Adrian. Personally, like I said before, with me, you got to protect the cleanup hitter. And whoever that is, if it's the woman, she's making more money, you got to protect that. You can't just, for me, the ego can't come into play and say, you know what? I know, baby, you're making more money, but you're the mother. You need to be in the house. I need to step up and be the house because she's making the more money. Now, if I am making more money, then, yeah, obviously I'm supposed to be going out and, you know, do what I have to do. But it's hard, and I can understand why Adrian is laughing because myself, it's hard for me to be like, okay, baby, you know, go ahead, go to work, and I'm going to take care of the kids and clean up the stuff. I can't. It's not in me either. It's not in me either. And I'm not saying anything bad against any men that's actually doing that. It's just a lot of men can't do that. Like, if you really want to leave your children with us, there's going to be problems with your children. Their hair is not going to be done properly most of the time. You know, we're not going to be watching. Don't let the football games be on because we're going to be watching football.
Lord.
And we're going to be running around in the house. So I'm not sure there's even a wise decision on your part to actually leave them home with us. But like I said, there's men that have adapted to this situation, and they actually are good fathers. They are good parents. They are doing the things that they need to do to make their family survive. I just know myself, and I guess I could speak for Adrian as well, that's not a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's true. It's true. I just don't think that that's something that, I don't know. And I don't know if it's just because it's a macho thing. And I just, honestly, Denny, honestly, I don't even know how to even ask this question to you. But honestly, do you feel comfortable with that? Like, you know, I know that you went to work and you listen to somebody tell you what to do all day long, and then you coming home to me, and I'm like, oh, baby, you need to do that, and that. You kind of still see me as that particular man in the house, and you still want to listen to what I have to say to you? Maybe I didn't actually do the dishes or cook the meal. Would you still want to be subjective unto me? You know, are you really comfortable with that? You know, or is it that you will really wish the roles are being reversed?
I mean, I'm sure there's a part of me that would wish, you know what I mean, that would want to, I mean, I wouldn't want to, there would be a part of me that would want, you know, wish that the roles were reversed, but
mm-hmm.
this is the situation we're in, you know, I make more money, so we made a decision, and I feel like, you know, if we sit down and this is what we're deciding, then, you know, you got to be all right with that, you know
mm-hmm.
what I mean, like, you can't. We communicated this to each other. All right, now, don't be, you know, later on talking about, you know. So, I mean, it's something that I would have to be all right with if we made that decision together. And, you know, if he's still, like I said, if he's still taking care of home and making sure everything is good at home, he's still the king of the castle.
He is?
Yeah, he's still making sure that, you know, I'm making the money. But he's making sure home is good.
But how's he king? Like, describe that.
Like, well, I'm
not trying to be
funny
at all. I'm really trying to understand this. Go ahead, please.
So does king of the castle mean that he's taking care of things financially and
No. I'm not saying that, but the problem that I have with the statement is that, okay, he's the king of the castle. But if any given time you come home and you're upset and you're like, you know what? Bump you. You know, I make the money in this house and you need to listen to me or else you're not getting this done. You want to go on that trip? I got to give you the money to go on this trip. So what king do we have there if that comes up?
Yeah, that's not in me to even do that, though.
Okay.
Like I said, if we had this talk and we communicated this, yeah, you're going to be frustrated at me now and again, but to be like, well, it ain't getting done if I don't pay it, so what now? What you do?
Right.
What you going to do now?
Yeah,
you
can't do them like that.
Yeah, that
weakens them mentally.
Right.
And I would never.
The
same thing with women as well. You can't do that to a woman as well because you're doing the same exact thing. I don't think men understand that either, but that's a different topic altogether.
Right.
But yeah, you know, any degrading or trying to hold something over someone that says because they don't have it, because you guys already had that agreement, should not be done.
Right.
But the interesting thing you're saying here, Denny, is that this has to be done at the beginning when we are actually
right.
recording each other. We're explaining to each other, hey, I make this amount of money a year. You make this amount of money. If we decide to have children, what are we going to do? And whatever that
right.
decision is at that particular time, that's what you guys need to stick with.
Right.
But I think a lot of people don't even understand that once you make that decision, how do you plan for that? You're like, how long am I staying home? How long do you want me to be with the children? Is it from birth until they're ready to go to high school, or am I going to homeschool the kids? Do you want me to actually go to college while they are actually being homeschooled? Or, you know, do you want me to start a home business while I'm doing this stuff at home? You know, we just
right.
can't just put out a blanket statement. We have to have a detailed plan so it can actually be beneficial for everybody. And we can actually see, you know, milestones and how they're actually progressing throughout, you know, the time that we're actually with each other.
Right. There has to be a plan.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Sure.
If not, it's going to die. It's going to die and go into the grave, for real. So with that being said, once again, you know, we have the woman making more money. Now, how does it go when it goes to dates? Let's just say we have that stay-at-home dad, and he wants to take you out on a date. How does that go? Does he take you out on a date, and before you guys get to the restaurant, he'll go, hey, baby, hey, let me just get like $200. I want to take you out somewhere nice. But when the waiter comes, they want to pay the bill, you know, I'll just pay, but you got to give me the money before we get to the restaurant. Does it go down like that, or, you know, or is it something like, I guess it has to be talked once again, and finance is not an issue. How does that go?
Well, it don't go anyway with me because that ain't finna happen.
Right, like you got to have something going on now.
Whoa!
Well,
I know you got to have something now. You got to have something now.
No.
He's out home
mean,
he's
like
with the kids. What is he gonna do?
I guess you would have to have an account where she put money in your account.
But that's the situation.
What do you do?
That's what I'm saying. I don't mind. I wouldn't mind taking my husband out to dinner. Like, of course, you done been home with the kids all day, every day. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
like, you mean not once he's not taking me out for no buffalo wings or nothing?
Buffalo wings. Yeah, you definitely from New York, huh? but seriously, but how does that really go? You know, I want to take my lady, and once again, we got to think about it like this. This woman is a successful woman, and she's probably used to going to lunch at nice restaurants, and you're not used to that. You're not accustomed to that. You know, you're not that, I want to say high maintenance, but your perspective hasn't got to that level yet. So when you want to take your lady out and you want to impress her, how do you do that if she's making the money that she knows more about quality stuff than you do? How do you impress her? You know, is it something that, and it goes back to what me and Adrian were saying earlier, you know, men not going to really want to approach this type of woman because he doesn't understand what he has for her, what kind of purpose he has within our life. So when it comes to that, you know, how does that actually be done? You know, Adrian brought up a good point. Do we bring up an account and every month you put money in it? And if I just want to buy you something, I can. I don't know how authentic that's going to be because, you know, women say they want things to be authentic. You know, I don't know how that dynamic actually comes in and it makes it still a healthy relationship. You know, your thoughts, Benny, you know, how do you make it healthy when a man has no power? When you say he's the king, but he really has no power unless he goes through you, the queen.
Oh, man, that whole thing, that whole situation just stressed me out.
Yeah. But this is what's happening nowadays.
Yeah.
We got men coming back
from
jail. They can't get jobs.
Right.
Women, black women are the breadwinners in a lot of these relationships. They're holding this stuff down until the man come home. Now he's home. Nobody's giving him work because he's an ex-felon, or he doesn't have the proper education as she does. What does he do? How does he impress? How does he keep you interested in him? And like you said, you have a hard time dealing with this now. So how would you deal with it?
I mean, I would have to deal with it if he was authentic with me in the beginning. Like I said, we love authenticity. So if he's telling me that this is his situation and I choose to deal with it, I have to deal with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was watching Real Housewives and what was it, Phaedra and Apollo? And Apollo was like, you know, he was talking to Peter and he's like, listen, it wasn't always like this. He was like, you know, you have to know it wasn't like this. I came home from jail. Where do you think I was staying? I was sleeping on a mattress. This chick trying to act like she wasn't coming over to my place, sleeping on a mattress with me. Like you was trying to show me you was a down chick. Now the cameras are on and you, it's a different story. If he's telling you, listen, I just got out of jail and this is what it is. And you choose to deal with him. You have to deal with all of that.
Right. Well, before we go any further, we got someone from Twitter asking us questions. Tiffany, you got some questions from Twitter that you want to bring into the show?
Hello.
Hey, Tiffany. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Just going back to the – hi, Denny. How you doing, lady? Just going back to the question of, you know, when a guy takes a woman out, I guess – I don't know if it's necessarily a question. I guess it's like a comment or what do you want to put out there? Like – in order for him to take her out, I guess the question is, like, who controls the money? So I guess in order for him to feel like a man, let's say she's making the money and he controls the bank account, and I guess it goes back to Adrian saying where the money is, and he could feel like he's more of a man because he can take her out with the money that she makes. Does that make any sense? I'm just throwing it out
there. I feel like you're talking the reverse of our household, that I make the money and you hold the bank accounts.
Okay, I'm going to get off the phone now.
Okay. All right, we have another caller online. Let's bring that person in. Hello, caller. Welcome to OKOK, We Listening. You're on the air. Say your name and where you're from.
Yo, 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 this is Chris from Atlanta.
Here you go, Chris. How you doing, man?
Going on, what's going on, man? I want to talk about that stay-at-home dad, and I'm going to put that in quotation marks because that just can't happen.
What do you mean?
Okay, this is for Chantel. How can you respect a man at home? You know, he's not making any money. He's not doing anything for you. So say when you come home, you know, you had a long day at work, and let's just say he asked you for sex, and you say no.
Mm-hmm.
What can he do at that point? Like he can't really fight against it because he ain't did nothing to deserve it.
Okay.
Like even if he gets mad about the situation, it's going to come, stop being so sensitive. And what the fuck can you say? He's staying at home, doing the laundry, mopping the floors, cooking 5-course meals. Like, it's almost like if she gets mad one day and attacks his ego, that man may blow up because he know he in the wrong role.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stay at home, Dad. That just can't happen. It just can't.
Mm.
It just can't. So I'm gonna have to agree with Greg and Adrian on this one.
Well, I didn't necessarily say that, sir, but thank you for your call. I really appreciate you calling in. So what is your answer?
Well, him saying that, yeah, he was. And I mean, I get it. But him even saying that, okay, so this woman came home and she's refusing sex because it's like, well, what did you do all day? That's letting me know that he feels like stay-at-home moms don't do anything. Like staying at the title is stay at home, but you're not really staying at home. Like it's a job.
Right.
It is a job because you putting kids on the bus, you getting up early in the morning, you making breakfast, you getting clothes together, you ironing, you doing laundry, you keep making sure the house is clean. If there's groceries that need to be purchased, you got to go out and do that. If there's parent-teacher conferences, if your kids are in the sports, dance recitals, you're running around doing all of that.
Right.
And it's work. It really is. Sometimes you out longer than the 8 hours that your spouse is in the office.
Right.
So it is work.
Right. But he's basically saying, would you actually reject him if you're like, yo, baby, I did all this stuff for you. I just want a nice little buddy just to go snuggle up with me, you know? And you're like, heck no, I've been working all day. Get out of my face. That's what he basically asked, you know. How can he actually be in a man of control or, in, I guess, power if he doesn't have, you know, anything to say and you can shut him down at any time? Now, I think you answered it when you say, you know, it's the reverse. When a housewife asks the same exact question, though, she wants to need her man, and her man's like, oh, I'm busy, baby, and goes, has a beer and leaves her alone. You know, that starts depression and starts different types of thought process, and person might go and step out of their relationship. So I guess
right.
I get that. I guess I get that. Yeah, that makes sense. Adrian, you have nothing to add to that, or you're in complete agreement with the young man that is called?
I'm in agreement, definitely in agreement with the young man that's calling, because I feel as though that can't happen. Even if I was just going out cutting grass or something like that, you know, if I was in that type of position, that would have to be done, you know. If the woman is educated like that, I feel like it is her responsibility to assist me, you know, if I am getting out of prison or something like that, to help me meet my needs that I need.
Yeah, and to even think about it even further, you know, it's hard to even say a stay-at-home dad or stay-at-home mom, because the truth of the matter is, and, you know, my wife is finding this pretty hard herself right now that she stayed home for many years. And now going back into the workplace is kind of hard for her because she's almost outdated.
Right.
You know, technology has changed. You know, things that she knew when she was working has changed. And it's hard for her to get a particular job. So I wouldn't, and I don't want to say this is my final stance on it, but I really would not be an advocate for staying home. Period. You know, people will say, well, I'm trying to save $10,000-$15,000 for the first 5 years of my child's life in daycare, but, you know, you're losing out on maybe $100,000 a year in income for the next 20 or 30 years because you can't get back into the workforce. So, you know, it's F-22, if you don't think about it in the long run, it could be something that could be very detrimental to your household and your family, and especially in today's society. You know, if that person is making that much money and you have a housewife or a husband at home, what happens if they lose their job? You know, a lot of people staying unemployed for, 13, 14 months?
Yeah.
True.
It's a rough thing. It's a rough thing. So, you know, I'm not an advocate for that at all. You know, I've personally been through it, you know, having one of us working and one person at home. The trade-off are good that you are raising up your kids yourself, but, you know, if you can, somewhere or another, to make it more of a blended type of thing, you know, as, you know, she might work part-time or just keep her abreast of work or keep him abreast at work so, you know, they don't stay out of touch of society because, you know, how our society is changing and information is changing and technology is changing. You have to just stay on top of it. That's how I just see it for that particular standpoint. All right, we have about 5 minutes left. I just want to get your guys' final thoughts, you know, about this particular topic. What do you want to leave with our audience that we could maybe help guys to be more fluid with women of a higher stature and also women that are a higher stature to actually, I guess, mend that bridge or make it an easier bridge for them to communicate so they can have a flourishing relationship? I'll start with you, Adrian, first, and then I'll go with you, Danny. Adrian?
Well, I think in today's society, women do have to understand that it's a little bit easier for a woman to get that, I would say, perfect job than it is for a man, that being black or white or brown or whatever color. Definitely in my position, being a black male, it's definitely easier for a black woman to get that job than it is myself. So you have to, I would ask the woman to bear with the young men while they get themselves established, as long as they're going after their dreams, hanging there with them. Because I think ultimately that's what it's all about, having a woman that you can confide in, trust in, and you got to believe in him just as well as he believes in you. So give him a shot.
All right. Danny?
I agree with Adrian. I mean, it takes work. It's, you know, everything is not microwavable. Everything is not instant. And so, you know, like I said earlier, for the men, it's approaching a woman with confidence and being truthful. And then with the women, he's not going to have it all right then and there. You know, it's going to take work, and you guys have to build and communicate and, you know, discuss what the end result is and if you're willing to work with each other to get to that goal.
Okay. I think it's, for me, it's, and I think we've been talking about this all night, both parties have to be humble. You know, you have to be able to listen. You have to be ready to help out the other to get to that particular place. And once either one of you start deviating from that, that's when the whole relationship is going to be destroyed. So if we want to really try to bridge that gap between the successful black woman or the successful woman and the man that's trying to get to that woman's status or even try to talk to that woman, we all have to just put down whatever our representatives are and just be human. Talk to each other as human, as people. And if we can do that, anything is possible. So men, get rid of your egos and pride. If you want that particular woman of that statue, women that have that statue, if you want to deal with that man that is less, you know, get rid of that pride and ego. Don't worry about what your coworkers might think, because he is not the same type of intellect as you, or he's not making the same amount of money as you. If you love him, love him. If he loves you, let him love you. That's flourish into a great and prosperous relationship. That is our time for today, guys. I really appreciate you guys coming out. Please, please, please come back on. I love you guys' energy. You guys really gel nicely together. Thank you, Adrian, for coming out. Thank you, Danny,
coming
out. And please, anytime you guys want to come on, let me know, and I'll let you on the show.
Appreciate it, Greg.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. You ladies have a wonderful night.
You too, Adrian.